finally making a visit to the border. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden is scheduled to arrive later this hour in El Paso, Texas, to meet with local officials and community leaders. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is critical of the trip, telling Fox's Maria Bartiromo he was not informed of the visit until yesterday in an email.
During this entire time, Joe Biden has not called me. He did not call me, nor his staff called and let us know either about his visit or to invite us until last night.
The visit by the president comes on the heels of an announcement he made last week of new border policies that would immediately begin turning away Cubans, Haitians, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans who cross the border from Mexico illegally. The 118th Congress gets to work Monday with a new Speaker of the House. California Republican Kevin McCarthy was elected last week after days of negotiations with GOP holdouts. Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Scott Perry, who's chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, was on ABC's This Week talking about what led him to change his mind to back McCarthy.
When we had a framework of an agreement where the American people can be in charge, when their representatives can actually bring amendments to the floor in good faith, said, sure, if we can do that, then I'm all in.
The first order of business for the House Monday will be to vote on a House rules package. Drivers were paying more for gasoline over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg is the publisher of the Lundberg Survey.
Gasoline prices moved up on average in the past 3 weeks. They're up a dime to $3.37 for regular grade. But it wasn't from crude oil. It was from winter extreme weather.
Lundberg says the weather affected refinery output. Houston had the lowest average price at $2.78 a gallon. Honolulu with the highest at $4.98. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Heavy rain is falling again in parts of California,
raising the threat of road flooding, rising rivers, and mudslides. A series of recent weather systems knocked out power to thousands, flooded streets, battered coastline, and caused at least six deaths.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Today's rain's the first in a series of storms that will batter California early this week, with the strongest hitting tomorrow. There could also be problems in the higher elevations from widespread snow. The South Pacific Ocean nation of Vanuatu was hit with a 7.0 magnitude earthquake today, triggering a tsunami warning. There are no reports of damage or casualties. A 7-year-old girl is dead after she was attacked by a neighbor's pit bull in Louisiana. Fox's Chris DeMeo has details.
Police say Sadie Davila was playing outside her home when the dog came onto the property and viciously attacked her. A family member tried to ward off the dog by hitting it with a cane, but the animal couldn't be stopped. She was taken to a hospital with severe bites and damage to her skull. Davila later died. The dog was euthanized, its owner telling police he wasn't home during the attack and lets the dog roam around the neighborhood regularly unrestrained. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A man holding up a restaurant in Houston is shot dead by a victim.
Police say a man who robbed people inside a Houston restaurant was shot and killed by a customer. The suspect reportedly came in wearing a ski mask and gloves, pointed a gun, and demanded money from the patrons. According to Houston police, one customer took out his own firearm and shot the robber several times, then gave the stolen money back to the victims. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators are hoping to speak to the shooter and the other customers who all left the restaurant right after the incident. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.